please welcome from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 17-year-old Alexis Smith. Welcome, Alexis. This musical elegy has a great name. Tell everybody about it.
This is the elegy from B2 by Leonard Bernstein. And actually, it's about Leonard Bernstein's brother's mutt named Mippy, too.
So there were a series of Mippies?
There were actually a series of Mippies.
Okay.
Mippy, too, had an affinity for chasing after garbage trucks. And one day, the garbage truck hit her. This is the elegy for the dog.
Very good. The stage is yours. Alexis Smith, our trombonist, playing Leonard Bernstein's elegy for Mippy, too. Really cool piece, and there's no mistaking that Prada sound and that foot tapping, right? Or are those Steve Maddens? I couldn't tell from the sound, really. Oh. Anyway, nicely done, beautifully done. Like so many American kids, you were forced by your parents to play the piano. So what's wrong with the piano? What the heck happened?
Oh, hated it. I vehemently despised the piano.
Why?
I had to practice it. I was bad at it. It was a bad combination.
So what happened? When did you quit the piano and stop music entirely, or did you segue into the trombone somehow?
I quit the piano and quit music entirely for a while. My parents and I both thought, no good. Mm-hmm. But in fourth grade, it was part of our school to do either band or orchestra, and I liked the band better, so somehow I managed to convince my parents to do it. And there was a week of camp, half days, where you could go and you could play the instrument, one instrument a day. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to play a clarinet or trumpet. But somehow I ended up with the trombone, and ever since then I've been playing it.
But fourth grade, I mean, you probably couldn't reach the whole slide.
It's larger than I was.
Yeah. Can you only play a couple of notes in fourth grade? You kind of, as you grow.
Pretended.
Yeah, very good. Beyond your love of trombone, you're a great lover of ideas.
Yes.
And you do a lot of research. What sorts of things do you get interested in? Is it science or is it philosophy?
Mostly philosophy and just historical research. I really hate not knowing things that other people know. And so I research about it. My teachers look at me research papers and I don't eat, I don't sleep, I snack on instant coffee. And I write the paper, I go overboard. Mm-hmm. I'm actually about to start a paper about popular prejudice and if it's possible to have a society without popular prejudice.
What do you think?
Well, I know the answer is no, but I'm gonna take it further, see how I get there, and then mm-hmm. take it further and say, to what extent can you have a human not touched by popular prejudice?
Right. It's an interesting idea. Now that I'm thinking of it, yeah, really great. Tell everybody where you're doing this research project, where you're studying these days.
I go to the Interlochen Arts Academy in Interlochen, Michigan, a boarding school.
Mm-hmm. It's another boarding school like Mercersburg. I didn't go to a boarding school like Interlochen or Mercersburg, but what do you think, living away from home as a teenager, has it been a nice experience, something you wanted to do, something that made you homesick?
Oh, I really wanted to do it.
Really?
it helps you grow up. You have to grow up quickly, and there's nobody really telling you, do this, do that. You have to take responsibility, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's tough. Like, you're always around people. I can be trying, but I love it.
It's nice being around a community of people who are motivated
themselves.
Everybody
loves what you do.
Yeah. It's fantastic. I'm sure our audience here at Mercersburg Academy is familiar with boarding school pranks. tell the tale of the little surprise you gave your trombone teacher at Interlochen recently.
Oh, I'm the only girl in a studio of 12 boys. So that can be interesting. And luckily, we're very close. And there's 5 of us that were sitting around a lunch table one day. And we're like, what if we had a studio pet? And we didn't tell anybody about it. And so we came up with ideas. We're like, well, why don't we get a studio bear? Why don't we get a crocodile, a studio panda bear? And so somehow we found ourselves at Pet Supermarket. And we were going around, and we saw a sign that said Chinese water dragon. Like, nice. Okay, it says dragon, like studio dragon. We can stick it on people, yeah. And it could roast them.
Good mascot.
Yeah.
Protection. Yeah.
Except for it grew to 6 feet.
Ooh.
So we decided that that wouldn't work, and instead we bought a guinea pig. But we actually convinced somebody it was a baby panda bear for a while. And nobody knew about it besides the 5 of us in the studio. And on Tuesday morning, because our classes are Tuesday to Saturday, Tuesday morning we set up a video camera in the studio to see what our teacher's reaction would be. He was very surprised, needless to say. But he was just like, take care of it. If you don't take care of it, or if it smells, I'll feed it to the squirrels and the foxes in the woods. So
anyway, hope the guinea pig thrives. Alexis, thanks very, very much for the elegy and your life story. Great being with you. Thanks. Alexis Smith, 17-year-old trombonist from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.